Hello, world, and thank you for tuning in to Everything EHC.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
Shout out to Chris Boyd for his amazing heartfelt dedication to EHC and introducing your host Maceo to Blackfield. Cheers!
Everything EHC in your ears right now. I am your host here with another teen camper from this session, day one in the morning in the podcast shack on the banks of La Coya Lake. This is nice, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It is nice. Who are you? Where are you from? How old are you? And how long have you been coming to camp?
I am Jacob Obeso, but I go by Shovel. I am 18 years old. I am from San Leandro, California, and this is my 10th year in a row coming to EHC.
All right, Jacob, we're just going to go with Shovel. That's kind of what I've always called you, so we're just going to forget that I just called you Jacob.
Yes.
Okay, forgotten. Shovel, you were here long enough to remember lower camp.
Yes.
How do you feel about some of the changes since the fire this year at Enchanted Hills Camp?
I do really like how quickly things kind of got back, and the bungalows were just kind of a surprise, but kind of in a good way. I did get a little lost trying to find them last night because I'm still not used to going to the rec field area.
Right.
But they're still really nice, and I heard AmeriCorps built them, so shout out to them. That was awesome.
Nice shout out to AmeriCorps. Yes, they... the last group that was here has already left and graduated their group. If you don't know about AmeriCorps, you can look that up. Shout out to them. Nice job, Shovel. So bungalows, a little different. But other than that, just back on track pretty much, right?
Yeah, other than that, it's basically the same.
Nice, nice. Okay, so you're a part of that EHC history where you get to see a transition happen from what lower camp used to be like to what it is now and to what it will be in the future. That's pretty cool. Changing times, right?
Yep.
All right, so now I'm going to ask you some Enchanted Hills questions. What is your favorite Enchanted Hills nighttime activity?
I did like Jeopardy last year. That was a lot of fun. And sometimes we'd go out like on a camp out. Mm-hmm. Take some tarps out and take our sleeping bags, and that was a lot of fun as well.
I think both things are happening again this year.
That sounds awesome.
I think both things are happening again this year. Do you have a favorite EHC meal?
That's a tough one. I do really enjoy the eggs, specifically because I always tell my parents, can you try and make them like EHC? I just don't eat eggs at home.
But I always down with the EHC eggs.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's the one thing that always sticks out through the year.
It's pretty good. Let's see. All right. We're going to leave EHC now and go to Shovel's real life. I've been asked, starting with this question. You're going to take us out to your choice of a restaurant. You're going to take us all out. Where are we going?
I think it depends on the genre, like if maybe like kind of relaxing or...
Yeah, we want relaxing. We're going to spend some money someplace that you like where you get a good meal.
Maybe Horatio's out on the San Leandro Marina. Nice seafood place. Kind of on the pricier end, but it's really good seafood.
That's okay.
Yeah.
All right. How about fast food? Where are we going for fast food?
Probably... Jack in the Box or Taco Bell, maybe just something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything specific, or are you just deciding in the drive-through?
At Taco Bell, I usually get quesaritos, which is a quesadilla wrapped in around a burrito.
Mm-hmm.
I just get those cravings sometimes, so I just have like one of each meat.
The Taco Bell craving. Have you ever had sushi?
I actually have not. I've been told to try it, and I just haven't gotten around to it. I do plan on it eventually.
Interesting. Okay, good. Adventurous. That's good. Have you ever had Indian cuisine?
I don't believe so, besides maybe curry.
Yeah, curry isn't that would fall into that category. All right, just asking, have you ever had any vegan food?
I don't believe so, no.
Okay. Do you like a good steakhouse? Do you like a good steak?
I'm not actually a big fan of steak.
Okay. All right. What's your favorite soda?
Mountain Dew Voltage.
Oh, good one. I like that too, actually. Are you on Facebook?
I have Facebook, but I really don't use it. I just mainly use it for Messenger.
Instagram?
No.
Twitter? Not super social media?
I just got a Twitter. I just follow people at the moment.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Are you Apple Music, Google, YouTube, or Spotify?
For music, I use Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
Spotify Premium is great. Just a little shout out to that.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I think Spotify is great.
Mm-hmm. But YouTube all the way for videos.
For videos, yeah. Do you have a favorite hobby?
Playing games online with friends. I've met a bunch of people from around the world, from different parts of America, Canada, Europe. So it's just great meeting different people online as well, just in general.
What games are you playing online?
I play a little bit of Rocket League, and I play a game called Shellshock Live, and I'm in the top 125 global ranking of that right now.
What console are you playing on?
PC.
Oh, you're playing PC.
Yeah.
I play Rocket League on PS4.
Oh, I do enjoy it on PC. I haven't played on console, but...
I didn't think I was going to like that game, but my nephews really like playing it, and I started playing it. I was like, all right, I'll do a season, and the next thing you know, I'm a little hooked.
It gets really fun, yeah.
Yeah,
it even can be just fun. Playing with yourself or friends, there's always something new to try.
Yeah, I like all the customizations and everything. It's really fun. All right, are you going to a public school?
I just finished at the Orientation Center for the Blind.
Oh, nice.
So I just stayed there for 10 months and I was doing independent living training.
And how was that for you?
It was a lot of fun. I learned more than I can, like, than I even really realized at the end, but I learned completely new computer skills. I learned all of UEB Braille. I learned how to cook for myself, and I'm extremely confident going out and traveling on my own anywhere. Daily living skills as well, just little things that you don't really think you need to know, but it's really important in general. So I learned a lot.
Excellent comments. That's very nice. You embraced the opportunity, the schooling there, didn't
definitely,
you?
Definitely. Yeah.
Knowing that it was going to help you in the long run, having more tools in your toolbox.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Right. Cool, Shovel. Excellent. Thanks for sharing that. Do you have a favorite song right now?
I do not. I'm trying to think of one, but...
How about a favorite band or artist style?
Probably Monster Cat as a producer, and I think Pegboard Nerds as an artist would be my favorite.
All right. You might be hearing of these bands first, right here at Everything EHC with our buddy Shovel.
Mm-hmm.
That's digging deep into the world of music.
Yeah, there's a... I have no idea half the genres in electronic music, but it's a huge variety of different things.
Seems to be that way for all genres of music now. That's one of the beautiful things about Spotify, is if you start cross-referencing the music that you like to other music, mm-hmm. you could just explore so many songs all the time. I have to stop myself sometimes. People ask me what my favorite band is. I say Spotify. All right. So, are you going to do anything for the talent show?
I don't believe so, no.
Have you ever been to a live concert?
I have not.
No flip side spastics.
I don't believe we've fully met up about that. If that does have a reunion, that's a surprise to me.
But okay, cool. It's only the first day.
Yeah.
Oh, like, well, let's rip through some of these really quick. What's your favorite color?
I'd say red, but I like it in a combination with black and silver.
I like the specifics of your answer. What is your favorite number?
73.
What's your favorite smell?
That's a tough one. Maybe like a fruit smoothie sounds pretty good. Yeah. Just smelling that.
Is it strange to ask someone what their favorite color is, but not to ask them what their favorite smell is? Is that it seems to be stumping everybody.
I've never even heard of like, what's your favorite smell?
Because I also ask, what's your favorite sound? See, there's five senses. We went over food, right?
Uh-huh.
What's your favorite taste? Things you like to eat.
Uh-huh.
Then we talked about colors, and now I ask people what their favorite smell and sound is, and they seem to get stumped.
I really don't think about it, so... I don't know.
You don't ever say, that smells good.
Yeah. Usually like the bad smells that you really notice you want to stay away from.
Good call. Good call.
Just and food in
can
general.
You think of a sound that you like to hear? Like a favorite sound?
Maybe just like when you know like the chorus of the beat of the song is coming and it's just like tap to it. I'm a real tapper.
The hearing anticipation.
Yeah, I'm a real tapper.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. All right. So now we're getting somewhere. Anybody alive that you could share a meal with, who would it be?
I don't know.
All campers have the right to pass on any question.
I don't know. I don't really think a lot of these questions. I mean, it would be cool to meet like one of my friends from like Australia or Europe, but I already plan on doing that next
okay.
year.
So all right.
Just like,
is there any like superstar or hot lady out there that you're just like, you'd love to meet and sit down and have a meal with? Watch her chew her food.
I never really noticed people chewing.
We'll move on, Shovel. Okay. This is going downhill fast. Are you superheroes or Star Wars sci-fi?
Definitely superheroes.
What's your favorite superhero?
For Marvel, it's either Spider-Man or Deadpool. That's a kind of a toss-up.
And DC?
Definitely The Flash.
The Flash is popular. He's fast. I liked the end of the last
season.
Superman movie where Flash and Superman are getting ready to race.
Oh yeah,
did you see that?
And the Justice League.
There's a little bit of humor in there because that's always been.
Yeah, there's been a few.
The
comments.
Question yeah. is who's faster?
Yeah,
I kind of thought that was clever. It's pretty funny. All right, so we're coming around the bend here. Who has your back, Shovel?
I definitely say my mom. She's helped me through like getting through OCB. Helped. She's the one who bought my stuff for building my own computer for my birthday and just helping me supporting what I wanted to do so far. So, shout out to my mom.
Nice. That's lovely. Awesome. Love it. Love it. Love it. Good answer. What gets you fired up?
Definitely music. Spotify again.
Do you ever? Yeah. All the answers to this podcast are Spotify. From personal experience, sometimes I'll be doing stuff with Spotify on or music on, and then the music is so good, I'll just stop and start jamming out. It doesn't matter where I'm at or what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. That's kind of me getting fired up by music. Do you find yourself doing the same?
Yeah.
You can be listening to music, and then you're just gone.
Like, I start doing work, I'm like, oh, I could use a little motivation, so I turn on the music, but then I get so distracted by the music sometimes, because I, like, know the song, or it's like a new song. I'm like, ooh, I like this.
Spend more time focusing on...
Yeah.
What's going on here instead of what's going on over there. I have that problem. I like to play video game golf.
Oh,
and put music on so I can have that slow, methodical golf.
Oh, like golf? Like, yeah, just slow. Like, yeah.
It's not a fast pace. Nobody's trying to kill me.
Yeah, like classical or something like that.
And you swing and you watch the ball fly through the air and then it lands and you look at where you got to hit it. And all the while, I'll put music on. In the background is my background, and I can experience new music and give myself some of those visuals of things that I like to do without having too much intensity going on.
Yeah.
That's what I do. That's just me. What do you do?
I like just thinking fast and like just things fast in general. So most of my music is high BPM, and it kind of depends on my mood because just the different genres again. But like I go through 60 album mixes, just different themes and different things in each one of them, so I'm like, oh, this kind of fits my mood, and it kind of like bumps me up, or it's kind of like just chill and relax kind of thing.
Do you make playlists based on the music that you hear?
Yes, I
you save your playlists your favorite tunes as you're listening to the songs.
I mainly just go through, I'm like, oh, this artist has all these things available, I make it, and then later on I'm like, oh, these specific songs from these albums I go through. So that's what I did right before camp, actually.
Nice. Yeah. So it's become a hobby of yours to some degree. Yeah, like sorting out music.
Like every once in a while, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right on. That's cool. I do the same thing. Nice. Are you a cat or a dog person?
Dog.
Nice. Ladies and gentlemen, Shovel on Everything EHC. Are you having fun podcasting again?
Definitely.
Year two with the podcasting. Let's see. You're a pro. I got two hard questions for you before we're done here. You ready?
I hope so.
There are two types of people in this world. What are they? Take as long as you need to think about it. Everything can be edited.
I think people who follow the system and kind of like follow the rules and go by that, and then the people who kind of make their own system and have everyone like work around your lifestyle kind of thing. People who make it like what they want and things like that. Yeah.
I totally get what you're saying. We're either riding the wave or fighting the system.
Yeah. I'm kind of more of the latter on that one. Definitely.
Well, I think it's a challenge to be in both, to have both. I think it's important to ride the wave to some degree, and I think it's important to have some individual thought. Mm-hmm. I've always been a rule follower. It's hard for me to see people breaking the rules. But at the same time, I understand where we're at and what we're doing. Mm-hmm. We all want to say what we have to say and do what we want to do, right?
Yep.
Good thoughts. How about one more? What would you rate 10 out of 10?
That's a tough question.
Well, everybody has top tier thinking, things that we love. What do you is 10 out of 10 for you? What do you compare everything else to?
I think you might have stumped me. I don't really think I compare things to other things, but I probably do. I just don't think of it consciously.
Gotcha.
But I don't know.
Okay. Would you say, let's like, reword the question. Like, would you say things, if you're not comparing them, are there things that are 10 out of 10 for you? That are things that bring you the great joy? You've talked about music and stuff. Is there something specific or broad that you just think is the best ever?
Probably just music producers like Monster Cat. I know there's also NCS, Non-Copyright Sounds. They just have a variety of different artists who all produce their own different thing, and they just put it under the label, and then later on they can mix it all together. So,
and you like that thought process a lot too?
Yeah, I like how I find it really cool how like in the album mixes they have like 30 songs. They make two different album mixes for one album. And I like how just the beat can progressively go from each song to the next. And it feels like they were kind of like the end of the song and the beginning of the song were meant to transition to another song. And it really feels like that. So I really like just like how everything meshes together with that.
It's not the music. It's also the concepts and the direction behind the music, the way it's developed and what's going on, the whole process.
I just like how in electronic music, I find like a lot of like mood and emotion, but a lot of people just kind of hear it as noise. So I think I kind of like my interpretation on it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Awesome. I like it. See, you weren't stumped. We figured it out.
Yeah.
That barbecue over there is smelling good.
I was wondering if you smelled it.
We got a shout out to Brian with a Y, Brian Lawyer. A camp legend. He's been here for a long time. And Israel is over there, our morning cook and lunch cook. They've cleaned up last year the brick barbecue grill that's out here by the lake. And they're actually cooking our lunch out there right now, and it smells...
Oh, that's our lunch? I'm looking forward to it even more now.
Fantastic. Cooking some burgers, I think. Thanks for joining us on Everything EHC again, Shovel.
Thank you for having me.
We hope to have you back as always. I hope you had as much fun as I have doing this thing. Cause
yeah, this is a lot of fun.
It's totally cool. Yeah. I love it. I love where we're at and what we're doing. And I love bonding with the campers. It's really one of the only activities that is one-on-one here at camp. Kind of cool, huh?
Yeah.
I'm a lucky guy. I love my job. All right. Shovel, thanks for joining us again.
Thank you, Maceo, for having me.
Thank you, Everything EHC and Enchanted Hills Camp. Thanks to all of our listeners. I got more coming on the way. They're scheduled all day today and tomorrow and the next day. You know how we roll here at Enchanted Hills Camp. I'm going to go get myself a burger. You ready?
Yeah.
This is Maceo on Everything EHC Summer Fun Podcast, signing off for now. Over and out. Check back soon.